Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Texas now facing water and food challenges. We have the story.
Changes coming to the vaccination site in Sedgwick County. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. We're finally working our way out of the deep freeze with temperatures near freezing today and even warmer for the weekend. Our full forecast here in just a few minutes.
Amid the emerging water crisis in Texas, Governor Greg Abbott is asking President Biden for a major disaster declaration. That crisis is partially driven by broken pipes, tearing apart homes and stressing water systems after this week's winter storms. Fox's Blake Hansen has more from Fort Worth.
Nearly half of all Texans, 13 million people, now under a boil water advisory. For some, it's not as simple as just boiling water. Chad Ferguson still doesn't have power.
We've got a little bit of water that's running now, but we don't have any way to boil it. We've run out of all the propane and everything that we were using to boil water.
And people aren't having much luck venturing out to find water.
We went the other day to all the grocery stores around here, and I mean, it was like a war zone. Nobody had anything.
At a news briefing in Austin, state officials said 725 water systems are under boil water advisories.
Some parts of the state of Texas are also facing food shortages as supermarket shelves are emptied. NASA lands a new rover on the surface of Mars, intended for years' worth of research.
Mars Perseverance has landed on the red planet following the usually difficult descent through the Martian atmosphere.
We have just heard the news that Perseverance is alive on the surface of Mars. Congratulations to the mission.
As heard on NASA TV, the craft began beaming back simple photos of the Martian surface just minutes later. Perseverance will be collecting rocks for a future mission to pick up and return to Earth. It also has a small helicopter drone that scientists will hope to fly short hops on Mars, named Ingenuity. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Former Senator Bob Dole of Kansas has announced that he has been diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer. Dole, 97 years old, said in a short statement that he was diagnosed recently and would begin treatment Monday. Sedgwick County has unveiled a new plan to provide COVID-19 vaccinations.
The county health department will no longer be using the Intrust Bank Arena as a vaccination location. Beginning Monday, the former Wichita Library on South Main will handle the majority of vaccinations. The Wichita Transit Center on South Water will continue to serve as a drive-through location. County Commission Chair Pete Meister says it's a positive move.
We appreciate that partnership with Intrust. But we don't want to overstay our welcome, and we don't want to hinder the Intrust's ability to start having shows and bringing back the economy.
Officials say the new location will be instrumental in providing vaccinations for teachers and school staff. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Wichita State University is offering free COVID-19 testing to the public at the Eugene M. Hughes Metropolitan Complex. Kansas Information Network's Jim West has details.
Those interested in being tested can drive to the Metroplex at the corner of 29th and Oliver Streets and stay in their car. Just follow the signs. They will then call a special COVID-19 testing phone number posted in the parking lot, and a trained employee will collect demographic information over the phone. Patient will then be invited to enter the building while carefully observing physical distancing, and a saliva specimen will be collected. The specimen will be taken to Wichita State's lab for processing, and most results will be available within 24 hours. Patients will be notified that their results are ready via email. Testing is available from 11 a.m. until 6 p.m., Monday through Fridays.
KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
A big opportunity for the Shockers last night at Charles Koch Arena. Would they take advantage? Well, we'll talk about that coming up in sports.
Bill Gates weighs in on social media platforms suspending former President Trump. This is interesting. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, 7:08 now, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock, and we are up to 9 degrees. Wichita sports and business executive Steve Shod tells KNSS News, for many years he has battled the highs and lows of bipolar disorder.
And part of the reason why I decided to come forward with it is I hadn't heard of anybody or known anybody that had either manic depression or bipolar disorder. And so this whole time I kind of suffered silently thinking that just as I described, that I'm just a weird guy. My brain's not wired right. There's something wrong with me.
Shod says the proper medication has kept him on an even keel for the past year. Steve Shod is our guest this weekend on Issues 2021, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. A New York waitress says she was fired from a popular Brooklyn restaurant after refusing to get the COVID-19 vaccine.
Bonnie Jacobson says she's worried the vaccine might hurt her chances of getting pregnant. Jacobson has been married since October of 2019, stressed that she's not an anti-vaxxer and fully supports vaccinations for others. She tells the New York Post that after working a busy 13-hour shift on Sunday, management at Red Hook Tavern fired her on Monday. The restaurant told her while they respect her decision, the shot was still a requirement. The 34-year-old says she just wants more research on the coronavirus vaccine's possible effects on fertility. The vaccines available have not been tested on pregnant women, but so far haven't been shown to affect pregnancy and are viewed as generally safe. John Saucier, Fox News.
Bill Gates weighs in on social media platforms suspending former President Trump.
Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates says social media companies should eventually lift the bans on former President Trump's accounts, telling CNBC, "I think at some point he probably will be allowed back on and probably should be allowed back on." Gates goes on to predict while platforms will find a way to let Mr. Trump back on, his content may be labeled as false. Twitter permanently banning the former president in the wake of the violence on Capitol Hill. Facebook's oversight board is reviewing whether to uphold its ban of his page. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
21st and Ridge Road. We have a traffic accident there. Watch for a slowdown or just avoid that intersection if you can. Again, that's 21st and Ridge Road. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve. Happy Friday to you. How you doing?
It's Friday. Everybody's in a great mood. The weather's getting nicer, and it's going to be a great weekend. Tell us about it.
Yeah, that's right. You know, even though it's below freezing right now, I feel like we're still thawing out just because it was so much colder earlier this week. But we are going to have, similar to yesterday, just a mix of clouds and sun to kick off our weekend. Partly to mostly cloudy skies. 33 degrees for a high. 32, that magic number, that point of freezing. Here in Wichita, we should be able to sneak just over that hump and get up to 33 degrees. Southwest winds at 8 to 18. This southerly flow going to turn a little bit more on the breezy side by tomorrow. But this is what's really going to help kick in that warming trend. So we'll be mostly cloudy tonight. Can't rule out a little bit of freezing fog early in the morning. Early risers, just something to keep in mind, but right now it doesn't necessarily look likely. We'll drop down to 19 degrees though, and staying mostly cloudy as we go through our Saturday. High of 40 degrees with a south wind on the breezy side at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Saturday night still looks like there's going to be a disorganized system that's going to roll through. May have some moisture with it. We'll drop down to a low of 29 degrees. So into the start of our Sunday, we'll have a 10% 30% chance of rain, possibly mixed with snow, some sleet, and maybe even a little bit of freezing drizzle. So bottom line, temperatures are going to be near below freezing. We may have some moisture. Definitely something to still keep an eye on, even though it's only a 10% chance. Should turn drier with some clearing skies as we go through our Sunday. High of 44, turning even warmer once we get into the start of the new work week. 54 Monday, just a degree shy of 60 degrees on Tuesday with a high of 59. A little bit cooler by midweek with a high of 49. So, but even our cooler days next week, they're still going to be a lot better compared to the frigid road that we've been down. Currently, right now, we're at 9 degrees. It looks like skies fairly clear out there. Maybe a few high thin clouds out there, but waking up and starting off our day with a nice sunrise. Southeast winds at 6 miles an hour, still giving us a wind chill of 1 below.
I'm going to speak on behalf of many people in at least my neighborhood, Riverside. Want to get out with the dogs, go and walking and whatnot. But as for me, when the path is still frozen over, I'm going to be, I'm getting to that age where if I go down for, I could lose a knee or something like that. So I'm going to wait till it all thaws out. And what you're telling me is we could see some of that going on, some clearing, a lot of clearing here in this weekend.
Yeah, I see a lot, you know, not only by the end of the weekend, but even into the start of next week, you know, especially once we get up into the 50s to 60s.
Obviously. All right. Thank you, sir. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. Sunny, warmer day across south central Kansas. Thursday, Wichita's high temperature was 30 degrees, normal high 49. I was out yesterday, had to go to the dentist's office to get a teeth cleaning done. But I'll tell you what, the weather was pretty doggone nice.
It felt that way. It really did.
it felt like it was about 50, really. There was no wind, and I guess it's because we've been running around in 7 degrees, and anything is going to feel better after that. So,
yep.
Gosh, that's... I think it's probably going to help a lot of people with their mood today as we try to get back to normal or near normal. For what we have is near normal. Last night, St. Shelley served me a quiche that was out of this world. She has done. She's mastered the quiche now. That's an egg pie, is what it is, and you could put some cream cheese, all kinds of cheese in it, and dress it up a little bit. So it was delicious, and you know, I think not too fattening. So how about that? She also put some asparagus with us, which is always good. Kind of expensive, but hey, tastes great. 7:14 now. Now that I've told you about my personal dining habits, which nobody cares about, we do have something coming up. I know you're going to cover this in sports, but I want to mention it now, and that is the Wind Surge releasing their 2021 season schedule.
That's right.
Of course, they're a AA affiliate of the Minnesota Twins, which makes so much more sense to me than being an affiliate of Miami. I don't know why, but it does. They're going to have 60 home games, Jed. How about that? But remember this. Riverfront Stadium opens with limited capacity seating while also following strict COVID-19 safety protocols recommended by local health officials and the Major League Baseball. Now, opening on May 9th and May 11th, they're going to be on the road May 11th, right, Jed? Oh, yeah, no. They're going to be home May 11th. They're going to be on the road May 4th. Okay.
So I believe that's...
I'm getting it straight. Yeah, I've got it in front of me. They'll be home on the 11th for the home opener.
Nope.
Okay.
The Wind Surge will open the 21 season on May 4th when they visit the Springfield Cardinals.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Their home opener, though, is on May 11th.
Their home opener's on May
11th.
Yeah.
And they get to play what? The Amarillo Sod Poodles?
The Sod Poodles, yeah.
Oh, I don't know. That could be a fun mascot. I wonder if they have a real dog for a mascot or what they've got. It's going to be fun.
I believe a sod poodle's a prairie dog.
Oh, okay. I did not know that.
Or something like that.
It's
a rodent of some type. I'll have to look it up.
A fun rodent, though. There you go. So, and I'm looking forward to this. And I got to tell you, by May, who knows? They may relax a lot of the restrictions, and we can all go to the ballpark later on this spring. That would be fantastic. I've got my, as you know, Jen, I've got my Wind Surge baseball cap that I bought last year. That I wear everywhere, but I never have worn it to a Surge game. We'll have a chance this year, maybe.
Yeah.
7:16, Steve and Ted. I want to say a couple of happy birthdays real quick. Happy birthday to my good friend Lewis Foster. I know you don't know who Lewis Foster is, but but I do. Lou and I worked together at Bright Voice several years ago. He at one time was at KMUW at Wichita State out there. I think he was teaching out there. And I've kind of lost track of him. I think Lou's down in Oklahoma someplace. He's probably listening right now. Lou, happy birthday, if he's listening. And also, you know who's coming? You know, having a birthday tomorrow?
Who's that?
Bill Roy.
Wow.
Bill Roy, of course.
Excellent stuff.
Bill's been doing an update with the Wichita Business Journal with us for Steve and Ted show now for, what did he say, about 15, 16 years?
It's been quite a long time. Longer than I have, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, Bill's having a big birthday this weekend, and I think it's number 60. Chad, I was thinking about that. Remember my 60th birthday?
Yes, I do.
We had a party, a surprise birthday party for me, my 60th, at my good friend Mike and Carol Krager's house. Mm-hmm. And you were there.
I was there.
And it seems like it was just yesterday. And it was 11 years
ago. It was 11 years
Man.
Ago. Yeah.
Slow down, time. It's going too fast.
Yeah, that was a good day, though. Me and your brother got together. And
you talked to Jerry a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, we were trading stories, trading Steve stories, really right. embarrassing ones. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, some people told some very embarrassing stories, including my own daughter. And at any rate, happy birthday.
And of course, we all had those fantastic signs with your face on them from you know, how many ever years ago that was.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, those were great.
Thank
Everybody
you so.
Had a hold. I think we kept some of those somewhere. I'll have to look and see if
not.
I can still find one.
Coming up on 7:18 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is sports time with Jad Chambers. I know probably some of you have been wondering what the heck happened with that very important basketball game at Coke Arena last night. Well, we're going to tell you right now, Chad.
Yeah, that's right. It was a huge opportunity for Wichita State is what it was. At Charles Coke Arena last night, they were hosting number 6 Houston, first place in the AAC on the line, and a lot of implications for either team's place in postseason play. The Cougars took control early, but the Shockers kept battling back. They were only down by 1, 34-33 at the half. Tyson Etienne and Altariq Gilbert each scored 16 points, and a big one late, Dexter Dennis adding 12 points and a crucial steal in the final seconds. You heard the game yesterday over on 103.7 KEYN.
Penetrates, little, gets down the lane, shovels under to Wade, who dunks with both hands. Great assist from Altariq Gilbert. Wade's second basket, his first two-pointer, and the Shockers lead by 7.
I heard Ted there.
Yeah.
Chiming in on the PA. Way to go, Ted.
Yeah, so some good stuff there towards the end. And, yeah, Wichita State wins it 68-63.
Wow.
The Shockers move past Houston and into first place in the conference standings. Here's Shocker head coach Isaac Brown.
We talked about it all week long. We talked about, you know, we're going to make some shots. They're going to make some shots. But the game going to come down to who is the toughest team. And toughness is when that ball up in the air, you got to find someone to hit, someone to check every time it's up in the air.
Yeah.
And I noticed they were really kind of hustling and scrambling last night, too.
They really were. Yeah. And it showed. They got the really big win, 68-63. It's their first home victory against a top 6 opponent since they beat number 2 Louisville all the way back in 1967.
Mm. 67.
Yeah, so it's been a while.
Yeah, I was still in high school.
Next up for the Shockers, a trip to Dallas to face SMU on Thursday. Now, as Steve said, the Wichita Wind Surge released their inaugural season schedule yesterday. They're going to open on May 4th when they visit the Springfield Cardinals, and then opening night at Riverfront Stadium Tuesday, May 11th, when the Surge take on those aforementioned Amarillo Sod Poodles. The newly formed AA Central League in 2021, each of the teams will play 120 games, each AA Central team playing 60 home games, and it will be done in 6-game series.
Oh, that's strange.
Yeah, 10 each, I suppose. Yeah. Teams playing each other for 6 straight days from Tuesday through Sunday, and then they get Monday off. Now that, of course, this is 2021, so all of this, you know, probably going to be hampered by postponements and delays, so just as everything else has been in 2021. So we'll see some changes to that schedule, but it probably won't be too bad out there, hopefully by May anyway. To keep up with the Surge and view the complete 2021 schedule with game times, it's a really easy URL they got, windsurge.com. So there you go.
Yeah, that's easy.
Yeah, good. Easy one to remember. Big college basketball game Saturday. Number 23 KU hosting number 15 Texas Tech. Jayhawks lead the overall series with Tech, including 19-1 mark in Lawrence. Back in December, KU defeated Texas Tech 58-57 in Lubbock. You can hear it. Tune into 97.5 and 1240 KFH. For KU basketball, broadcast start at 11:30 tomorrow. This weekend, the Wichita State baseball team was scheduled to face Oklahoma in three games on Saturday and Sunday at Del Diamond in Round Rock, Texas. Those games were canceled. So the Shockers are still trying to finalize a replacement opponent. A source has told me that they're looking at scheduling a couple of games hosting Oklahoma State Sunday and Monday afternoon. Nothing final on that, though. And the Wichita Thunder on the road for a pair of games this weekend, tonight and tomorrow night in Tulsa, before returning home Sunday to face Kansas City Sunday afternoon at Intrust Bank Arena. And that's sports on Steve and Ted in the Morning.
722, keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's Morning Update. Giving free pot to poor people in California. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.